Welcome. Today, we're discussing an exciting peek into the world of on-demand MCPs. That's my custom processes. And how to create one for generating images with, say, DALL-E or ChatGPT's image generation capabilities.
Sounds fascinating. So it's about building a custom process for image creation on demand. What's the core concept here?
Exactly. The core idea is you create a file, configure your client settings. That's a JSON file. To run that file and set up commands to execute it. That's your basic MCP server. It's surprisingly simple. In this example, we're building an MCP that replaces placeholder images with AI-generated ones.
Okay, so you're automating image generation within a larger workflow? How are you approaching this technically?
There's a Python SDK you can use. Or even simpler, there's a pre-built sequential thinking MCP that can be adapted. I'm sticking with the Python SDK for this walkthrough, but both options are valid. A key element is using existing MCPs as templates. I'm referencing a Data for SEO MCP and feeding the system my OpenAI API key.
So you're leveraging existing resources and customizing them. Smart. Did everything go smoothly?
Well, not entirely. There were some hiccups with Gemini 2.5 Pro Preview. It tried to use the older GPT-4 instead of 4.1 for image generation. I had to steer it in the right direction by explicitly specifying GPT-4.1 and the latest documentation. Plus, I wanted to use the updated GPT Image 1 model, not DALL-E.
Ah, the joys of working with cutting-edge tech. Always a learning curve. Did you manage to iron out those kinks?
Oh, it was a battle. Getting the correct model dealing with unexpected keywords. Classic client coding shenanigans. Even after getting the code right, the initial output was a B64 encoded image, which wasn't ideal. I had to refine the process to download and save the image directly.
So, B64 encoding caused a roadblock. That sounds like a formatting headache. How did you overcome that?
It involved some creative prompting, basically telling the system to use the documentation and stop making things up. Seriously though, clear instructions are key. I even had to reset the process using checkpoints a few times because the B64 formatting threw everything off. Eventually, I got it to download the image directly into a designated AI images folder.
Persistence pays off. So, you have a working MCP. What's the final step to integrate it into your workflow?
The crucial final step is integrating this into the system prompt. Now, instead of using placeholder images, my system will automatically generate images using this MCP. No more manual intervention. I've basically automated a crucial step in my WordPress website generation process.
That's incredible. From placeholder images to AI-generated visuals, all automated. A true testament to the power of custom processes. Any closing thoughts?
Absolutely. This example, creating an image generation MCP, demonstrates how you can build custom automated workflows for all sorts of tasks. And remember, the key is understanding how to prompt effectively and debug when things go sideways. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Until next time, keep automating.
Goodbye.